everybody. This is Tanisha Coffey, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur, and welcome to The Lofty Entrepreneur Podcast. I am here today with a special treat. We have Miss Lexi Williams from Let's Keep It Real. She's got a podcast here on anchor.fm, so be sure to check that out. And today we're going to talk with her because she is a new entrepreneur, and we're going to kind of check in with her from time to time and see how her journey is going. But today I want to check in with her to see how things are going as she gets things started. Hey, Lexi, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, of course. All right. So first of all, you are starting on this crazy journey called entrepreneurship. What is putting you on this path?
Well, I've always worked in corporate America, which has never been a big deal because it was what I knew. And so one day I was thinking, I need to build a legacy for my children. I need to build something that nobody has control over but me. And so I started looking into things that I enjoyed. I started to look into things that I liked. And I'm like, okay, if I like talking or if I like numbers, then how can I allow this to make money for me? And so then I started doing research. And now here, this is where I'm at. I'm a talker, so now I have a podcast.
And what is the podcast going to be about? Have you decided that yet?
Yes, about faith, family, and finance. I am a wife to a minister and a mother to two beautiful girls. And so three things that complete me, which is faith, my family, of course, and finances, because I've always been good with numbers. However, I feel like in certain households, things like finances and, you know, different family dynamics weren't really discussed. And they are discussed. They're not as transparent as they should be. And so on Let's Keep It Real, I'm just keeping it real through the good, the bad, and the ugly of all subjects. You know, family life is not always easy. Finances, sometimes you may be broke. And faith, you just have to literally faith it till you make it.
So that's the business that you decide to start. What steps have you taken to establish the business? Have you actually, you know, formed a business? Did you kind of just jump right in with the work of the business and want to do kind of formation things later? Where are you at in that process?
Well, what I did is I really just jumped in. I'm a risk taker. I'm a planner by nature, which is crazy because typically everything has to be very black and white with me, with no gray areas. Mm-hmm. But with this podcast, I literally just started and I was like, I'm just going to go for it. Who's to say how this may go? I'm just going to start. So what I did is I reached out to a young lady who I knew did branding, and she did me a logo, and next thing you know, I recorded my first episode. I published my first episode, and, you know, I've definitely been enjoying it.
So that's good that you know what you want. You started with some of the branding. You knew innately that was important, and it's very critical to your business. And for those of you out there, some people wonder, you know, should I form the business first? Should I just jump right in? Depends. That's the short answer. And, you know, so in an ideal world, yes, you want to, you know, go get legit first, form everything, you know, with the state and all that in an ideal situation. But word to the wise, that's not how I started when I first started my business because I didn't know better. I actually did just like you did, and I just jumped right in. But I do encourage you, as you move forward with this, do go back. And before you get too far along, before you start making too much money and that kind of things, do go back and get legit with the state just so you don't have to worry about that not being in the place or anything that might come with that. But that's really good that you did, you know, get the branding and everything. How have you thought through how you, because a business, the whole point of a business is to generate income. So have you thought through how you hope to monetize your podcast?
I have just now started thinking through that part. Like now, like you just said, I'm going back now and trying to tie up the loose ends. Mm-hmm. Well, at first I didn't think I was going to get that much feedback because I took on the thing that this was just going to be a hobby and that nobody really cares about what I have to say. And so now that people are actually interested in what I have to say, I'm like, okay, now I can go back because it seems like it's going to definitely turn. I'm trying to take it from the hobby step into, okay, this is something that I'm going to really do and, you know, really put 110% effort in. It started off as an idea with me just being a talker, and now it's manifesting itself into something a little bit bigger. So at this point, I'm now doing the back work of what I probably should have done in the beginning. But because I'm a very sporadic person, and it was like, if I didn't do it then it was never going to get done, because I would talk myself out of it. I'm really good at doing that. I'm a good when it comes to talking myself out of why I can't do something compared to why I could. So now I'm at the point where, okay, I'm like, okay, how can I really monetize this thing? How can I get the wheels back on the track? I mean, they never fell off, but they never was placed on there either. And so that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, so the podcast itself, one of the cool things about Anchor and probably some of the other podcast hosts is that just as if you focus on creating good content that people do want to listen to, that will build your audience. As you build your audience, just like most things, sponsors will say, hey, she's got people listening to her. I want people to listen to messages about what we have to say, and the audience that she's talking to, they're our audience too. If you focus on building good content, with giving good tips, things that people are interested in, that will be a potential way to monetize your podcast, just through sponsors coming to you. As you continue on with it down the line, you'll be able to maybe go directly to potential advertisers yourself and say, hey, you know, this is the listenership I have once you build up your numbers, or this is the audience that I am, you know, focusing on. I do a podcast, you know, once a week or twice a week or whatever it is. And, you know, if you're interested in advertising, having a 15-second spot, then it'll cost you this amount of money. And then next thing you know, you're making money from advertisers that you've brought in. You know, so that's a way to utilize it. I've heard of people also taking content from their various podcasts, and sometimes they will compile it into books. So that's another way. You know, once you have, you know, a certain amount of podcasts on certain topics, you might find that you have enough content to build books. And Amazon publishing is super easy to do these days. So that's another way. Those are three different ways that you can kind of start off. Well, the second way, it's not really starting off, but as you build your audience, you'll be able to monetize your podcast.
Didn't think about those things. Like, definitely a book would never have come into play. Like, I never thought about that. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to look into that once I'm doing this legwork.
And the beauty of it is say once you get, you know, maybe make it a goal. Maybe say, all right, once I get my first 50 podcasts done, I'm going to see about creating my first book. And a lot of times, you know, services these days, you could use like a transcription service. Just send them the audio from the different podcasts that have, you know, the similar theme or the content that relates to the topics that the topic of the book that you want to write. They'll type it all up, and then you just got to go through and edit. Easy peasy.
Yeah, that does sound way easier than I thought.
Okay, see, yeah, it's all about, look, the lofty entrepreneur. It's about working smarter, not harder. So, you know, you've already come up with the content. So that's why I definitely suggest that be one of your next, you know, your next steps. Once you focus on content, that's critical. Content will build your brand, which will build your audience, which will then lead you to be able to do even more as far as monetizing.
So I didn't think about that, like, for real.
So then that leads me to a question for you. So you're doing these podcasts. I think at this point you have about 4 or 5 under your belt. Is that correct?
Yes.
So how do you come up with your topics, and are you using some sort of content calendar to help you, you know, to stay on top of that, or are you just kind of winging it at this point?
Well, I'm very intentional on what I want to speak about, but as for like how is it really coming to me, it's kind of like I'm sitting there and it's like a light bulb literally goes off. I'm like, you know what? I feel like we need to talk about this right now. I feel like this is definitely a hot topic. And some of my inspirations come from, you know, conversations that I have with my friends. And I'm like, I feel like they're not saying that I'm right about a lot of things, but I feel like sometimes people are skewed in their own thinking and they never think outside the box. I'm like, you know, I want to talk about this because it may give somebody another avenue to look at or to take in consideration. And so I use that typically as my forefront. I bought a calendar to say that I'm going to sit down and do a content calendar on things that I wanted to talk about. But I did find it very hard. And I think it was my first podcast where I tried to list what I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. I felt like I couldn't get my thoughts to collectively flow together.
Right.
But then when I did my other podcast and I kind of just literally just talked. I knew the topic I wanted to talk about, but I didn't write anything down. I just kind of knew the topic and went with it. I felt like I was a little bit more comfortable doing it that way than trying to write down where I wanted to pinpoint. What did I need to talk about? Because I started rambling. Then I started mm-hmm. having to go back because I'm like, well, I can't say that right here because it doesn't make sense. So then I kept having to refer back and I was like, it didn't work. So I have gotten a content calendar thinking I'm going to use it, but I'm not going to hold myself to that at this point.
Okay. I'm going to challenge you on that. Not in the way that you think. I think it's good that you have learned the way that you do best as far as how you deliver your ideas and your thoughts. So 100%, if you get tripped up, if you try to write out every single point that you want to, you know, talk about, definitely do not do that because then it won't be as natural. It won't be as you. So 100%. But I do encourage you to write out your content possibilities, but do it more like a brainstorming session. You know what I'm saying? So when you do have those conversations with your friends or you experience something with your family or maybe personally, you know, something is happening that's, you know, a lot making you having to really tap into your faith, just write them down, you know, as little nuggets or notes. And that becomes your list of potential topics to talk about at any given point in time. And I say that because there will come a time when your mind will be empty and you'll be like, man, I don't have anything to talk about. But it's not that you don't have anything to talk about. It's just you're not maybe inspired at that moment. And if you keep an ongoing list of possible content, whether you use it right then or not, that may help to spark you at a future time, which will then help you to keep the lifeblood of your podcast going. And then also, again, as you're a mother, keeping that whole publishing schedule on point is rough. So, you know, if you have that content calendar, meaning at least, even if it's not like, I'm doing this, I'm talking about this on this day, you know, even if it's more so, these are the topics, which one do I want to talk about today? And even if you record a few podcasts ahead of time, you know, you might have a day where you record several podcasts because maybe in the next couple weeks, you know, something's going to be happening with your family or maybe with your timing, you're like, I know if I can carve out Mondays at 9 p.m. I can knock out, you know, 3 or 4 podcasts. And then if you were publishing, you know, that often 2 or 3 podcasts a week, well, you have it done. You don't risk not publishing because life and mothering and work got in the way. I encourage you to rethink, give it a try a little bit more on using a content calendar, but you don't have to be stringent with it in the sense of, you know, writing every single thing down that you want to say when you actually do the podcast, but do try to think of topics ahead of time so that when you need content, have it and you can keep your podcast going.
Well, I'm
going
to take you up on that challenge. I am.
Let me know how it goes. I'm going to check in on you because I want us to keep up with you. I'm curious to, you know, see how things are going and I want to know how things are, you know, working as you pursue this. Are you having any challenges right now that you want to ask about?
One of my biggest challenges has been, I wouldn't say it's a challenge, but I think it's more so of a challenge because of a lack of knowledge, because I don't know about, you know, branding and putting myself out there. And so that is definitely a challenge, but I also have not necessarily fear because I want to be transparent, but it's like I haven't necessarily told everybody like I'm doing my podcast. It's kind of right now in the beginning stages. So since it's because it's in the beginning stages, I have only shared it with a small number of people. And so at this point, it's like, okay, how do I want to get myself out there but kind of keep myself in? So it's like I'm in a battle right now because I'm an extrovert by personality, but really an introvert by nature. And so it's like, how do I balance that? Because I want to be exposed. I want the exposure. I want people to hear what I have to say. But then I'm kind of like, I'm kind of good being quiet. It's like, I want to be in the fishbowl so everybody can look at me. But then I'm like, just put me in the fishbowl in the corner though.
What are you afraid of? What happens if you do? The people who you have not let know about the podcast yet, What happens when they find out?
I have no idea, other than they're probably going to be very supportive. I think that's the thing that I wrestle with, the unknown.
Okay.
I hate not knowing, and that's definitely one of my weaknesses, is I always feel like I have to be in the know, which you can't be in the know on everything.
Right.
But I do feel like I have to be in the know. And so the unknowns is what keeps me in my bubble.
All right.
So I know what happens in my bubble.
So this is the thing. If the people that you're thinking about right now who don't know about your podcast, if you think that they'll be supportive, that's the worst thing that can happen. They'll support you. They will actually listen. And it's like, man, you're right, girl. You know, that's not such a bad thing to happen, you know? And then on the flip side, there are some people who you think won't be supportive. Well, guess what? They'll be the ones who are missing out on the valuable information that you're providing and sharing. You're moving forward. If they're not there to support you, then they don't need to be there, you know, as part of that aspect of your life. And that's just fine. Over the years, I've learned, you know, the hard way. Some of the people that I thought would be the first to support me were nowhere to be found. And some of the people I least expected were the ones who lifted me up when I needed it the most. There's no real loss for you as long as you go in wide-eyed, knowing if they support me, great. If they don't, that's not going to change whether or not you continue doing what you're doing. And once you realize that, it'll be that much easier to go ahead and hit that go button and just let people know. Because at the end of the day, if people don't know about you, they don't know about your business won't thrive.
Yeah, that's the part right there. It's like, okay, they have to know. Like especially if I really want to monetize this thing and, you know, take it out of the first stages of the hobby, trying something new that's not necessarily me. I know at some point I'm gonna have to just go ahead and just walk on that faith that I like to talk about so much. that's gonna be like definitely something I'm gonna have to really do and embrace. And I mean, who's to say like who the right person hears this and like, girl, what have you been doing? You've been sleeping on yourself. So I guess I have to get out of my own head, which,
yes,
I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people can talk to it. Like I said, I can talk myself out of anything real quick.
It's the hardest thing to do, because the thing is a lot of us, especially women, will look at the things that we do and the skills that we have, and we will devalue them ourselves. We'll say, you know, oh, I'm just doing this. But the reality is there's other people out there, you know, men are taught to, you know, be very confident. You know, they could be doing the exact same thing, and they'll go in there and they may not know half of what they're talking about or doing, but they're gonna go in there confident about themselves. And we as women need to kind of take a note from that. Don't downplay what you're doing, what you know, the things you can do, they have value. And to someone else, it may be something small to you because you're used to it, but to someone else, it could be the thing that changes their life, that opens their eyes, that makes them do something differently, that sets them on a completely different course. Just remember that what you have, what you do, what you say has value. Operate in that vein and then invite people in to experience that if they choose to.
Gonna have to do that. Everybody come in this bubble. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, I'm not going to keep you much longer, but I do want to ask one more question, because depending on your answer, I'm going to give you a little assignment to do. So I'm going to ask you the same thing when we check back in next time. Have you decided how many times you're going to podcast, a week or a month, how often you're going to do it?
Right now, I definitely want to do. I'm currently once a week, typically Fridays. I drop something new every Friday as of right now. The more and more feedback I'm receiving from those who do know about this podcast, it's like, okay, I may have to up that a little bit. So right now I'm definitely doing once a week every Friday, but I am looking to increase it to maybe twice a week.
I'm glad that you know how many you plan to do. Stick with that plan. Expand when you're ready to and when you can keep to it. And, you know, just keep us posted. Before I let you go, I want you to do a, you know, let people know where they can find you. I know I've mentioned some things, but I want people to know where they can find you so they can keep track of what's going on with you, because like it or not, you're about to be out there on this podcast.
So right now, you can find me on, I'm on Anchor FM at Lex, L-E-X-X, Keep It Real, K-E-E-P-I-T-R-E-A-L, Spotify, Lex Keep It Real, at iTunes, Lex Keep It Real, and you can follow me on IG at Lex Keep It Real, where I'll be dropping every time I drop a new episode. You you want to send me an email, I'm at www.letskeepitreal@gmail.com.
All right, guys, be sure to check out her podcast. Please keep listening to the Lofty Entrepreneur podcast. And until next time, keep your dreams.